Jeff Driscoll.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's all I could come up with.
Quarterback Jeff Driscoll, 20 to 33 for 290, two passing touchdowns, one rushing. Questions?
All right, hit me.
Jeff, the game plan earlier was to run the ball. KD had a quiet night, and you ended up kind of being the guy to spark the offense. What were you seeing from your point of view as the game of hope?
Well, I think that Lafayette came in and their game plan was to take away Kenneth. There was a bunch of guys down in the box, which made it tough for us to run inside. And some of those zone read plays, they were crashing really hard, which gave me some lanes. But, sometimes your game plan doesn't work out and you have to switch. And I think we did a good job up front in pass protection. We made some big-time plays outside. Marcus Gaines on the huge screen where he went the distance, that was a big-time play that kind of sparked us there in the second half. But I thought we did a really good job as an offense tonight.
Marcus Gaines kind of took over a little bit, had quite a career high catches. I don't know for a fact it was, but talk about his play tonight.
I mean, he's a guy, Marcus, going into the season, we knew was going to have to play well for us this year. He's talented, he had a great camp, and he's a guy that we trust. I think Lafayette's plan was to take away the single receiver in 3-by-1 sets, which singled up the field in 3-by-1, so I'm going to go to whoever the coverage dictates. He did a great job with the ball in his hand, with getting some yards after the catch. But as a whole, I thought the receiving corps did a really good job tonight.
You've had some success this season breaking off big runs on the zone read. Are you surprised that they kept crashing so hard and it enabling you to have some easy running lanes?
You gotta pick. You're going to take away Kenneth, or you're going to take away the read part of the zone read, and tonight they chose to take away Kenneth. And there was a few times there where they got caught in man coverage, and the defense's back was to me. So, I had some big lanes to run, but it's kind of a pick your poison. And, they did a good job all night of stopping him. But like you said, that gave lanes for me and opportunities for big plays. Yeah, I thought we did a good job. We had one turnover on offense. Obviously, the goal is for zero, but we did a good job protecting the ball for the most part there. I don't know the stats on third down, but I thought we did a little bit better job tonight on third down. I'll have to go back and look at it. But as a whole, I thought we played well there in the second half with the lead. You're obviously going to run the ball a little bit more, but I think we put up 14 points in the second half. So obviously, we would have liked to have that. The killer instinct a little bit more to really put the game away, but as a whole, I was pleased.
They came out, marched right down the field. I don't know if shocked is the right word, but they scored rather quickly. The team responded with 36 unanswered. What was that first drive like? And you feel that set the tone when you came down and scored, tied up, and then eventually scored another 29 points, I guess it would be?
Yeah, I mean, teams are going to score. That's going to happen. But we had total confidence in our defense tonight. That first drive never shook the offense's confidence in them. And then they did a really good job of buckling down the rest of the night and creating a couple turnovers. I think they had three tonight with Bryson on the pick six. So I thought we got after the quarterback on defense a little bit more. But we came back and responded with a touchdown of our own and, just kept the momentum from there.
What were you thinking as Bryson returned it or picked it off and was going out the sideline?
Get in, It doesn't matter with no time left if he doesn't get in. So he had a nice little hurdle into the end zone. That was sweet. Hopefully someone got a cool picture of that. I'm sure it'll be his Facebook picture, profile photo. Yeah, Trent's always huge. They decided to play man against him, and that's tough to do. It's tough for anybody to cover him one-on-one. He's so shifty. He runs such great routes. He understands leverage. And, he's a guy who's had a great year. But he's one of the go-to guys, and I'm proud of the way he played tonight. And, the first touchdown was an awesome catch. You know, he laid out full extension, got the feet down. That's just the type of player he is. He makes the great play and he makes the easy play. So he's just a really good receiver. I think we're progressing each and every game offensively. The type of offense that we choose is dictated by the defense. Tonight it was tough to really get a running game going, like I said, with so many people in the box. But we showed that we could make plays outside, which is huge. I thought we did a really good job in pass protection tonight. I thought I had a clean pocket all night. But I'm proud of where we are offensively, but we just got to keep moving forward, score more touchdowns in the red zone, and get a little bit better on third down. But I'm pleased with where we are.
Anything else? All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.